The following program is brought to you by Winthrop University Hospital. It's the weekend. Be good to yourself. It's Katz's Corner with Dr. Aaron Katz, where you can get simple, straightforward answers to your questions about health, from diet and supplements to lifestyle changes. To reach Dr. Katz, call 800-848-WABC. Now, live on 77 WABC, the chairman of urology at Winthrop University Hospital in New York, here is Dr. Aaron Katz.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome again to another live round of Katz's Corner here on WABC Radio in New York. I'm your host, Dr. Aaron Katz, and we are live at 1-800-848-WABC. Good morning, everyone. So glad that you could join us, all of our loyal listeners out there and our new listeners on Katz's Corner, talking about men's health for the next 30 minutes. Quick show. So if you have a phone call and you want to get it in and you think it's important to you, and maybe to our audience, you can give me a call at 1-800-848-WABC. That's 1-800-848-9222. I just came back from the American Society of Clinical Oncology, the ASCO meeting, which was in Orlando over the past few days. Happy to report that Winthrop Hospital had four papers there at the national meeting. One was on the role of CyberKnife, otherwise known as stereotactic body radiosurgery, but we like CyberKnife. It just sounds nicer. Although some of the patients still feel that CyberKnife is surgery, which obviously it's not. It's 5 days of focused radiation as compared to 9 weeks of radiation. And the traditional radiation oncologists out there are starting to understand that this is probably the way to go, considering our data looks so good, our side effect profile is quite good, and patients don't need to go through nine and a half weeks of radiation. And what we're also finding is that many of the patients can be spared the hormonal effects. There is a lot of debate still, even at this meeting, as to whether or not patients who have early stage prostate cancer who undergo radiation need 3 months, 6 months, or 2 years of additional hormone therapy. If you're able to focus and target the prostate quite well with this kind of robotic radiation, then we may be able to spare men with hormonal therapy. So I think maybe the tides are turning here in medical oncology. And the other focus of this meeting, which has, I think, taken off in a lot of other areas of oncology as well, is more personalized medicine. And even the government and Obama in his State of the Union address pointed out that we need to put more emphasis and research dollars into personalized medicine of your cancer. Not all people are the same, obviously, and nor are all cancers the same, and nor should all prostate cancers or breast cancers be lumped together. So we need genomics. And in fact, we're starting a genomic center at Winthrop to address these questions, because there are some new biomarkers, there are some new tests that can be done on the biopsy material that is removed. So whether you have a breast biopsy or prostate biopsy, we can now take that biopsy, look under the microscope, and you say, well, you have cancer, you don't, is it aggressive or not? But we can now go a step further, I think, and look at the actual DNA within the cancer cells, the genomics of it, and determine if that is the type of cancer that it needs treatment. And there are a lot of patients that do not need treatment. And, you know, actually, I'm looking right now at the cover of Renal and Urology newspaper, and the study is prostate cancer overtreated, quote, many men undergo radical surgery or radiation despite probably not needing it, and their life expectancies are 10 years or less, and we don't need to treat these men. But even a man that's in his early 40s or 50s that get diagnosed with a prostate cancer, there are men that can go on to active surveillance, and we love the term active holistic surveillance, using diet, supplements, and lifestyle changes, and monitor your PSA and use MRI. And that's the other thing that came out in this meeting, was the widespread use now of the multi-parametric MRI. And there is a debate now as to whether or not if you have an elevated PSA, you should probably get an MRI first before getting a biopsy. The question is, who's going to pay for it? Certainly a lot of money in this country that's going to be spent now on radio imaging. And there are some new markers that are coming out, some new scans that are coming out to look at whether or not men who have cancer that may be spread to the bone. We have new types of scans that are more sensitive than the traditional bone scan that can help to determine whether or not there is disease that has spread, otherwise known as metastasis. And the other thing that came out in this meeting is that for men that do have metastasis, and I am concerned now. I am concerned in this PSA era where men are not getting a PSA on an annual basis because the USPTA task force came out and said that we should not be getting PSAs routinely, that we are going to be seeing more men that are going to present with metastasis. There was a lot of discussion at this meeting about the use of chemotherapy, which traditionally had been associated with a lot of side effects, and docetaxel, which is probably the most common chemotherapy that is being used now for prostate cancer, has less side effects. And the data that was presented at this meeting shows that if we use it up front in men, and this is for men with metastasis, with disease that are in numerous bones, so they have large volume cancer in the bones, that the use of chemotherapy and hormone therapy together may be better than the hormone therapy alone. I'll take your phone call at 1-800-848-WABC. That's 1-800-848-9222. We are continuing to register men and their spouses for our annual Men's Health Seminar, and we would love to see you all. That will be on Saturday, June 13th this year, and I invite all of you to join me at the Garden City Hotel in Long Island, and we have a wonderful session. You can look at the brochure and on the website. It's menshealthseminar.com. That's menshealthseminar.com, or you can call 516-663-9615, and we have a whole day session. And in the afternoon this year, we're making it a little different than last year. We're having these breakout sessions, so you can learn more about BPH and prostate cancer, sexual dysfunction, bone health. I mean, stress, learn about. Even there will be now sessions. Dr. Eva Chalice will be running sessions for women. About women's health at this meeting. So although it's a men's health seminar, in the past, a lot of the women have come and in the afternoon now can get information about their health. So we hope to see you all there at menshealthseminar.com. We are continuing to run clinical trials at Winthrop, and one of the studies that I have talked about in the past has been the metformin trial using a drug for diabetes. And there's a lot of information now showing the link between the high sugar in the body and cancer development. Many of you have probably realized that with the explosion of obesity and diabetes in this country, we are seeing a significant number of cancers. And now we have a clinical trial open for men who have had prostate cancer treatment in the past and have had a rising PSA, and we're using metformin. I've asked our clinical coordinator, Andy Ho, who's here in the studio live, and to give us a little bit of an update about that. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Dr. Katz.
Thanks for coming in today. So how are the guys doing on the trial? So everybody gets the metformin. They get the medication for free. They get all the blood tests for free, office visits. What's going on with the cancer? Is it working? Is the metformin seeming to slow down in the early, this is an early analysis of the trial, but what do you think?
Yeah, I really think it is. We've got patients coming back for their 3-month follow-up appointments right now. And the way we measure the progression, so to speak, or the rate, is with this measurement called PSA doubling time. And we're finding that the numbers are showing that the cancer is slowing down.
Based upon the PSA doubling time. So these are men that have had maybe their prostates removed with radical surgery or radiation. And we use the PSA as a marker to determine whether or not the cancer is still growing. And to enter the trial, these men need to have a rising TSA. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
And they get the metformin, and what are you seeing? So they're doubling time. So it takes the time that it takes for the PSA to go from 1 to 2 to 4 to 8 is increasing.
Exactly, exactly.
And is that significant?
Yeah, that is.
Why is that significant?
Because it's all about the rate of the cancer progression. We don't, in the test tube, metformin's been shown to slow prostate cancer cell growth, and that's really important in the body. We want to slow that down and slow down the rate to other surgeries or other interventions that a patient might need.
And are there any side effects in this metformin medication?
There are some, but for the most part, patients on the trial aren't showing any of the major side effects. You can get GI complications, gastrointestinal complications, are what are considered common. About less than 10% have those types of side effects, be it nausea, diarrhea.
Okay, so when you say GI complications, because I mean, I'm thinking, you know, when you say complications, it sounds like that's a drastic word there. That's a phrase. So you're saying nausea or diarrhea, that's the worst you can get?
Yeah, I would say not complications, but symptoms. That's probably better.
Okay,
better term.
I like symptoms. Right. I mean, I don't like symptoms, but I like that better than complications. Right. All right. And we're still enrolling men. Is the trial still open?
Yeah, we're still enrolling men. And all the patients who are coming back, they're really, really happy. That's the bottom line takeaway that I'm seeing from these guys.
Really?
Back
so they're happy about what? About their PSA doubling time, that it's increasing?
Exactly, yeah. And some guys even have a little bit of weight loss, too. That can be a side effect as well from the medication. So
really?
Yeah.
Now, on the trial, are we telling men to stay to go on a diet?
We encourage a healthy diet in medicine across all of the specialties. So we definitely encourage men to you know, take supplements and herbals and keep a well balanced diet along
Good.
With and to have live a healthy exercise and all that lifestyle.
Okay, so the metformin and if men are interested, how can they learn more information about this?
They can speak with me directly. Actually, the number is 516-535-1900. Again, that's 516-535-1900.
Okay, Andy, thank you very much. Thanks for coming in for the metformin update. We also have another trials that are running, and one of them is called the Spartan trial. This is also open for men who have prostate cancer and have been on hormone therapy, and the PSAs are rising. So that is an excellent study. It's called the Spartan trial. You can call the nurse at the Winthrop University Hospital's clinical trial office at 516-663-9582. Let's go to the phone calls. I'll hear from Jesse in Hoboken, New Jersey. How are you, Jesse? Good morning.
Yeah, I'm calling to ask a question about ED for men. At what age? Because I've read quite a lot of literature that says when a man gets older, between the age 40 and 50, they begin to have some level of weakness. So my question is, are there any food items that you might recommend for, you know, a man to be taking on a regular basis?
Yes, there are foods. Yeah. There's certainly a diet that you want to consider, Jesse. The one thing you want to make sure if you're in your early 40s or 50s is to make sure that you're not smoking, okay, that you are maintain a good cholesterol level. You know, and I say this because the idea to have a good or the concept of maintaining a proper erection is all about blood flow and nerve function. And you want to make sure your sugars are under control. And you were just hearing about a clinical trial using metformin for diabetes. But there is a significant number of men in this country, about 50% of the diabetics in this country have problems with erections. So you want to check your sugar. You want to check your cholesterol. And make sure that you're not smoking or drinking excessively or using any psychotropic medications or drugs. Okay, are you doing any of those, or are you with us?
I'm fine for now, but I'm just getting, you know, want to get myself ready so when I get older in the 50 and more, I don't fall into that category.
Good, and you're doing the right thing. You're taking your health into control. You want to be prospective. You're absolutely right, and so. These are the things, maintaining a good, proper diet, which is low in fats, low in sugars. There are some supplements that can be used to enhance blood flow that have been looked at. Arginine is probably the most common. Okay, Jesse? And are you active? Are you doing any aerobic exercise? I mean, I'm not talking about just walking, but actually running on a treadmill at least 30 minutes, probably every other day, at least 30 minutes. And then the other thing that can help with pelvic blood flow is yoga. And I know that men don't really like to do yoga. They think it's more of a woman's sport or activity. It's not. It's terrific for men. And I think it can be very helpful for you. Okay? I don't know if you're still there or not. He's not. So I'm gonna take a sip of my green tea here. I think that, and thanks for your phone call, Jesse. There's a lot of doctors. And listen, we all know with reimbursements going down that the time that doctors can spend with patients has been cut significantly. Doctors are under pressure. They feel that they have to see the patients in and out very quickly. And the knee-jerk response for someone like Jesse, if he were to walk into many urologists' offices, okay, let me just throw you a Viagra tablet or a Cialis tablet because the patients see it on TV. Right, Andy? I mean, you see it on TV. I mean, right? I mean, you're watching TV on Saturday and Sundays during sports.
Yeah, during the game.
It's annoying, right? I mean, I'm sitting there on the couch with my son, and the next thing you know, I got to watch this guy getting ready to have sex with a girl on TV. This is ridiculous.
And it's sometimes the most awkward analogy that's playing in the background while they're describing the side effect profile of the drug medication.
Is that right?
No.
And then the problem is, Andy, that once men get onto these medications, then they feel psychologically addicted. They may not be addicted, and they may not physically need it, but there is a major psychological component for men to have normal sexual activity. You get nervous. Maybe you're with a new woman, or you're dating, and you want to perform properly. Oh, you know what? I'm just going to take that Viagra Cialis, and you may not really need it. And this guy who's in his early 40s or 50s, the other thing that you could do is probably just get a baseline testosterone level. And we've talked a lot about this on the show here. You listen to the show, right, Andy?
Absolutely. Just right. Last week.
Hey. So we were talking these are that. Very common themes that come up. And, I think it's not unreasonable thing to get a baseline testosterone. All right. Let me hear. Let's go to, is it Ish? Is that his name? Ish in Massapequa? Good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Okay. I have had proton therapy. I don't know if you probably have heard of it. Proton therapy.
I heard of it. Of course I've heard of it.
It's I'm sorry.
It's a very expensive way, hugely expensive way, to treat prostate cancer. It's a form of radiation. The idea is to protect the surrounding structures, much like CyberKnife. Usually takes about 8 or 9 weeks. You had this already?
Okay, I had that in what I'm getting to. I had it, had that and combined with Photon, in 2005.
Okay.
And, now slowly I've been getting the PSA rising, to now from a steady 0.2 for a few years to now it just went up to a 4. And it's been rising lately at a rate of like, 0.5, 0.6 every two or three months. I've been seeing the doctor.
That's too high, all right? And what you have to calculate, and I'm glad I have Andy in the studio, because you might be a candidate for this, and you live in Massapequa, so you can come over to Winthrop. We're located in Garden City, our office, to see if you would be a candidate for the metformin trial. That would be something to consider. How quickly is your PSA doubling? That's the key. You know, is your PSA doubling, less than a year?
Yes, because it's gone from, like I said, recently from a 2.2 or 2.3 to now in a year has been almost a 4.
Okay, so anyone that has had radiation or surgery that has a PSA doubling time that's under a year, first of all, needs to get a scan. You need to make sure that, and I know your PSA is still low.
Well, but, excuse, And I'm sorry for interrupting.
No, go ahead. My doctor
just recommended an MRI and a bone scan together, which is one of my questions that I was going to ask. He recommended both instead of just waiting for MRI, results, and then giving me a bone scan. So that's why, mainly, one of the reasons, one of the questions I had, besides when I just...
I agree with your doctor. I agree that you should have an MRI of the pelvis and a bone scan.
Because I got that scheduled for this week coming.
Okay. And that is a good idea because that would change things. Hopefully, that your scans are going to be clean. If your scans are clean, then you have a couple of options. One option would be to consider this clinical trial with metformin. The other option would be to have a biopsy of your prostate.
That's what I want to hear, but go ahead.
I know you don't want to hear it, but I'm giving you options, okay?
Right.
And these are all good options. But one option would be, and if you still, the question is, do you have, if the scans are negative, the question is, do you still have cancer in the prostate or not? Or is this benign prostate tissue making your PSA go up or inflammation? I am concerned. I mean, proton beam has not been shown to be more effective than the other modalities. But the fact is that if your PSA is going up, it's possible you might still have some cancer in the gland. And, you know, how old are you?
68. Just turned 68.
And are you otherwise healthy?
Yes, I work out 6 days a week with weights and aerobics, treadmill or whatever it is, for about half hour, 20, nothing dramatic, but I do work out 5 to 6 days a week.
Right. So I think it would be reasonable for you, if the scans are clean, to see if you have cancer and to get a biopsy. And you can speak to your urologist about this. If you said, look, I'm not going to get a biopsy, I don't want to have a biopsy, and I don't want to go on hormone therapy,
right. Because
that would be the other... potential treatment here would be either stay on hormone therapy for a long time or what we do is intermittent hormone therapy. But if you go on hormone therapy, it's going to drop your testosterone and it's going to change the way you feel every day. There's no doubt about it.
I don't want that.
You're going to feel different. Okay.
He recommended also maybe a suggestion of whatever happens here, treatment.
The cryotherapy.
The cryotherapy.
Yeah.
Or this, which I heard this morning with the trial. So I don't know which way to go if whatever, the results are.
Let's first get the scans.
Okay.
Get the scans, speak to your doctor. And if your doctor felt you needed a biopsy, and if the biopsy shows that there is cancer, then you would be a candidate for cryotherapy, which is a reasonable thing, which is an outpatient procedure and is covered by insurance and can get rid of the cancer. And in fact, I'm looking at an article right in front of me that just came out of the Cleveland Clinic stating the same results that I have with patients like yourself that have had radiation and it's come back in the prostate, nowhere else, and they do cryo and the patients do quite well. So those would be options for you. If you said, I really don't want a biopsy, I don't want hormone therapy, what else do you have? Then you can give our friend Andy Ho here a phone call. And do you think, Andy, he would be a candidate just from what you've heard so far?
Yeah, from what I'm hearing, he sounds like a great candidate. Yeah, definitely, sir.
Yeah. And, you get the medication and the visits for free. There's no charge, right, Andy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And, we would follow your PSA very closely. We also follow other things in your blood. We look at some other blood markers, don't we, Andy?
Yeah. Yeah, we're looking at testosterone as well. We want to make sure that doesn't drop too low. We're looking at hemoglobin A1C. It's a measurement of your body's blood glucose control over a period of time. And we're also looking at your insulin levels as well, just to make sure that the metformin isn't doing too good of a job, so to speak.
There you go. So those are your options right now, my friend.
Okay, just one last question. If by chance, probably not, but if by chance both tests are negative, do I get a biopsy anyway or that's okay?
I think if you're as healthy as you are and you have had a rising PSA, I think it would be reasonable at this point to get a sense and to have a biopsy.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I do. But okay. Again, there are patients. I would.
Okay. Okay. No problem, okay. Thanks, doctor. Thank you very much and enjoy your show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for tuning in on this Sunday morning, on this chilly Sunday morning. But you see, Andy, there you go. I mean, we have, there's a lot of patients like this, especially in the Northeast, where I think there are pockets of where radiation seems to be, radiation treatment seems to be much higher. Certainly in the Northeast, we see a lot of patients. And listen, there's no doubt that with IMRT, CyberKnife, proton beam, that we've delivered radiation better than we have had. We know the dose. You know, there's been a lot of what's called these radiation therapy oncology groups, the RTOGs. They're fantastic groups that do these large clinical trials with hundreds of patients to find out how long should patients get radiation, what should be their dose, and should they get hormones or not. And despite this, and hundreds of patients throughout the United States and Europe, and Australia, and actually Europeans are way better, I think, than people in the United States in getting these patients on clinical trials. Because you read the reports, and it's like, you know, we entered 900 patients on these clinical trials for radiation. It's like, wow, I mean, that's amazing that patients are open to that. With the United States, it's I don't know, you probably see this too, Andy, it's not easy to get the patients on clinical trials.
Yeah, it takes a little bit of convincing. Patients are very, very hesitant. There's almost a consensus of fear sometimes amongst the patients about, do I really need to take this medication? They're nervous, understandably.
But. Sure. I mean, they're nervous because A, they have cancer, and B, maybe it's... And we enter patients on clinical trials usually because they've had some other treatment and now that's failed. And so they are nervous. You're absolutely right. But it's the only way to really move science and these things ahead is to do these proper control trials through the institutional review board. And I want to thank you, Andy, for coming in this morning on a very chilly Sunday morning, and also for helping our men and running this trial. You've done a terrific job this year, and I know you took a year off from medical school to do this. I think it was a very worthwhile experience. And you'll be, you know, staying on for at least through the summer. So thank you for that.
Thank you, Dr. Katz.
All right. Well, I just in the last few minutes, we have just a few more minutes. If you want to get your phone call at 1-800-848-WABC. Again, I just want to let everyone know that we are continuing our prostate cancer education series. And the next meeting is going to take place on Wednesday, March 11th, and my colleague Dr. Jeffrey Schiff, who's an attending urologist at Winthrop, will be our guest speaker. And the meetings are always held at the beautiful 1300 Franklin Avenue in Garden City. That's the Winthrop Wellness Pavilion. That's where actually our offices are located. You can sign up at or email us at cancersupport@winthrop.org if you want to register for more information, or you can call 516-663-2316. That's 516-663-2316. Potentially have Aaron, we have someone else on the line on line four. You can go ahead and put them on. Go ahead. Hello, good morning. You're on with Dr. Katz. Good morning, Harry. How are you? Harry?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. So you had about 30 seconds. So go ahead.
I've heard about UroLift. Could you describe that? What does the word lift mean?
What does lift mean? What is the procedure? The procedure is ongoing, and we have a number of urologists at Winthrop that are doing this. It is a procedure. It's an outpatient procedure to push the prostate tissue back so that it's not blocking the urethra without any real surgery.